This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Everybody, welcome back. We have a rather short segment here, so I just want to get right back into it with Colonel Douglas McGregor again. You could find him on X at Doug A. McGregor. You could also check out his company, Our Country, Our Choice. Here's what I got to ask you, right? You know, you see politicians like Lindsey Graham say the most ridiculous things, like we have to hit Iran and we have to hit them hard. Now, anybody that becomes a sitting United States senator, I imagine you're not a moron. I mean, you have to be relatively intelligent to reach that level in the political arena, right? But so when he says these things, like we have to hit Iran, and we have to hit them hard. I know that he's not saying that and not realizing the sort of ramifications that would come with that. So why do you think you have, and he's not the only one, but why do you think you have politicians that make these ridiculous statements? I mean, do you think that they're just sitting there in their ivory towers and they simply don't care about the rest of us? Like we're all just peasants and, you know, to hell with them. And, you know, whatever happens and they're kind of worried about themselves and their special interests. Or do you think they're that deluded that they don't think it's a big deal? I don't really know. I mean, where do you think when they make statements like that, where do you think they're coming from exactly? Because I find it unbelievable and completely irresponsible that a guy like Lindsey Graham would even say something like that.
Abraham Lincoln said that incompetence and ignorance are not a bar to advancement in politics. So I would urge everybody to step back and think about that. Many of the people we vote into office are not well-informed. Most of them are not terribly well-educated. They have very little real experience of the world beyond where they grew up and where they lived. They're domestic politicians. They know almost nothing about the world beyond our borders. That's the first thing. The other thing is that you've got to look at where the money comes from that sustains these people in office. You spend some time in South Carolina talking to the average person there. You mentioned Lindsey Graham. They look at you as the man is a catastrophe. Well, then how is he elected and reelected? Well, he's got donors. Who are the donors? How much money go into the political action committee that supports his reelection? Find out who the donors are, and you can find out why he takes the positions he does. He's obviously a very prominent recipient of contributions from the defense industries as well as the Israel lobby. So he's effectively going to stand up there and make all these outrageous statements on a routine basis because it attracts money. And unlike the president or unlike senior officials in the cabinet who are responsible and accountable for what happens, at least in theory, he's not. He's essentially a free agent. He could say and do pretty much what he wants without accountability. We just had this congressman from Michigan who talked about the use of nuclear weapons against the people in Gaza and against the Russians in Ukraine. And he talked about they need a whiff or some hint or experience of Nagasaki or Hiroshima. Well, that's absurd. Any American elected figure or appointed official who made such a statement should be removed. Nuclear weapons are nothing to joke about. They can actually destroy us. Furthermore, why would any American official back the ruthless extermination of human beings in Gaza? I don't care whether they're Arabs or Jews or anything else. Why would we do such a thing? And to talk about Ukraine, especially given that Russia is an enormous military power and probably has more nuclear warheads than we do, is just irresponsible. So you've got lots of people like this on the Hill that make stupid statements. The American people usually don't pay much attention to what's happening overseas. You've just had a great show here about the border. That's what Americans are concerned about.
Right. So, we got 50 seconds until the next break. Just high level. So are you saying you think it's more ignorance of these people, or do you think that they've just sold out and they just simply don't give a damn and they're just trying to get the next paycheck? I mean, what would you say?
I think it's all of the above. I think it's all of the above. It's not one factor. It's a combination of these things, Anthony. I wish we could point to one thing. Then we could possibly cure it. But it's not. It's a combination of all those things.
Yeah. Okay. Agreed. Stay with us for one more segment if you can, because there's just a couple more things I want to get into. I mean, you're just such a knowledgeable person. More people got to hear what you're saying, man. But all right, everybody, we're going to be back here in a couple of minutes. Stay with us on the line. We have Douglas McGregor, and then we got Pearl Davis and some other incredible guests coming up. We will see you in a few minutes. Stay on the line.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We have one more segment here with Colonel Douglas McGregor. Let me say this. I want to talk about Israel. You know, again, most of the listeners here are probably well acquainted with the matters at hand here, but, you know, I'm just going to assume that some aren't, right? You look at the situation in Gaza, and you look at how, you know, that country has been on an economic, under an economic embargo since, I believe, 2007, if I have the dates right, the by Israel. It was put this country under an economic embargo, and they blame it on Hamas. But then you look at the United Nations and the International Red Cross and other organizations who say this is a war crime. You know, and because the idea is you have this umbrella policy that you are saying is supposed to target Hamas, but what you're doing is you're affecting an entire nation of people with this economic embargo, among other things. You know, nothing comes and goes out of that country without Israel knowing exactly what it is. And they restrict all these dual use goods if they think that it could possibly be used for war. And, you know, of course, that greatly hampers any sort of economic growth in the area. And so I want to ask you this, because the reason why I'm bringing all this up is in the last segment, you talked about the Jewish lobby and their influence in the United States. And I want to just talk more about that. You know, maybe you could just fill us in what you see in that regard. You know, talking to somebody who really, imagine you're talking to somebody who knows nothing, has no background understanding what that lobby is all about and how they operate and the sort of influence that they wield down in Washington.
Okay, well, let me go back and just finish up briefly on the border, because Americans need to hear this and understand it. We have modern technology today that allows us to control hundreds of miles of territory without necessarily putting thousands upon thousands of troops on top of it. So we could control the 1,800-mile border with Mexico with perhaps initially 40 or 50,000 troops. We have aerostats, looks something similar to your Goodyear blimp that has satellite capabilities on it in terms of reconnaissance, intelligence, surveillance. We could see 300 kilometers from inside the United States into Mexico. We could control that easily. The same thing with the Coast Guard. All of these things can be done very quickly. I say it from personal experience because I spent years of my life on what used to be the Czechoslovak border and Germany. So I know how these things can be done. The notion that it's impossible or difficult needs to be dismissed. The same thing applies to the Canadian borders. Now, having said that, let's talk a little bit about the situation in Israel. The problem that we are up against with Israel and Gaza is that the Israeli Defense Force has been sent in to punish a population for what 25 to 30,000 people are responsible for doing. In other words, they've said that there is no distinction between the 25 or 30,000 members of Hamas and the population which contains them, of about 2.2 to 2.3 million people. You make that argument, that's collective punishment. It would be similar to Moscow saying, well, the Americans are funding the stand-up and the equipping and modernization of the Ukrainian armed forces that have attacked us and threaten us and want to destroy us. So we need to kill the American people in order to stop this. So we are going to launch nuclear weapons to destroy population centers, killing 100 million Americans as a result of their government's decision to finance this war against us. Everyone would be horrified and say, out of the question. Well, that's exactly what's happening, unfortunately, today with Gaza. We are financing and supporting the Israelis who are on a campaign to ruthlessly expunge this population on the grounds that the whole population threatens them. Now, why does this make no sense? It makes no sense because we live in a world today where particularly Israel and its supporters in the United States and Europe have billions of dollars at their disposal. We could organize a repatriation or relocation of the people that are living in Gaza to better places with better standards of living if necessary. So the notion that the only solution is to murder the population is outrageous nonsense. It needs to stop. We should not support that. And this is from a person, in my case, that has always supported the Israeli state and its right to defend itself. This has nothing to do with defending Israel. This has everything to do with ethnic cleansing and destroying the populations the Israelis don't like that live on its borders. That's unacceptable. And the Israel lobby initially was set up to advocate for the Israeli state. And that made a great deal of sense in the 50s and 60s and early 70s, when, to be perfectly blunt, there wasn't much support for Israel anywhere. That's changed. And today, we do support the existence of the Israeli state. What we don't support is what I just described. And unfortunately, the lobby has now identified itself with this genocidal policy, which is unacceptable to me and others like me who support Israel. So that's why we call for an unconditional ceasefire, as opposed to what is being suggested, which is anything but an unconditional ceasefire.
Right. And so, you know, we got a few minutes left here, but that's sort of what I want to discuss in a little more depth. The influence of such a lobby in our policy towards Israel. I mean, you have all sorts of connections. I mean, what sort of influence do they actually weigh down in Washington? I mean, maybe that's not something you could comment on. I'm not sure. I mean, but if you can you comment on the strength of that lobby or the type of influence that they actually wield down in Washington?
Well, the lobby works in a very straightforward fashion. And John Mearsheimer and Professor Waltz, his colleague, wrote a book about it years ago. And I would urge you to bring on Professor Mearsheimer and listen to what he has to say. He's better informed than I am. But we do know that for a very long time, Israeli defense attachés and other members of the Israeli embassy have from time to time said in public that they now effectively own the Hill. In other words, their contributions to members of Congress, the House and the Senate, are so substantial that they can deliver on any vote of importance to Israel. In other words, they can go in and tell a member of the Senate or the House, if you support whatever Israel wants, in other words, the constant uninterrupted flow of billions of dollars to support them militarily, as in the case is today with Gaza, then we'll ensure that you are victorious in your next campaign for re-election. We'll give you lots of money. On the other hand, if you do not promise to support us unconditionally, we will support your opponent. And we'll do everything we can to make sure he wins and you lose. It's that simple. There are other perks involved, obviously, because of the enormous influence in the financial sector and the media that the lobby has. But that essentially sums it up in a nutshell. Now, by the way, the Israeli lobby is not the only foreign lobby. It's just the most influential. There are others that tried to wield influence as well. We shouldn't lose sight of that. And the Israeli lobby is only interested in Israel. It doesn't care about anything else. It doesn't care about the United States and what is in our interest. It cares about what they think is in Israel's interest. And that's a problem.
Right. I mean, 100%. And just so everybody's clear, you know, this is, you don't have to say these things, but, you know, I'm half my family is Jewish, right? And so you talk to other Jews and they might be totally shocked or aghast, you know, that you have some sort of issue with what's going on in Israel. No, ladies and gentlemen, I am shocked and aghast that thousands of people are being indiscriminately killed. And so should everybody, you know, if you objectively look at the facts and look at what's right in front of you. Let me ask you this. We have less than a minute left. Can you just explain to everybody what your organization, Our Country, Our Choice is all about? We have 50 seconds left, if you could just sum it up.
Sure. Our Country, Our Choice was founded by people that discovered that it didn't matter who they voted for. They got the same bad outcomes over and over and over again. They're fed up with the failure of this two-party system. They're fed up with what we call the uniparty, and they want to drain the swamp. We're not interested in just holding rallies and cheering people on. We're interested in recruiting people who can actually go to Washington and serve, not only in elected office, but also as appointees. Because the problem in Washington is that you have groups of what I call the usual suspects, or professional bureaucrats, who rotate in and out to ensure that nothing changes and the money flow never stops.
We gotta cut it off. We're going to break now. Thank you so much. It's a great honor. Thank you, sir.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Anthony Rubin, and to my right is Carlos Arellano. You can find myself at Real Muckraker on X, muckraker.com, and Carlos, you can find him at Carlos is a Cutie. Now, the next guest that we have lined up is quite an interesting one, and I'm very excited for this conversation we're about to have with her, but you know, I want to just give some precursor information, so we say, kind of set the stage, right? Speaking of Brzezinski, is a name that you've probably heard Alex Jones mentioned in the past. He helped fund the Trilateral Commission. He was an advisor to Lyndon Johnson and Jimmy Carter. And in the 70s, he wrote this this book called Between Two Ages. And it was sort of about, you know, the fate of the United States during this new technological age. And one of the things that he mentions in this book is this whole idea of how gender roles have really been redefined with the Industrial Revolution, right? Because before that, you had men and you had women, and they had predefined gender roles, right? The men had to go out and they had to build society. I mean, who the heck is going to do all the heavy lifting? Who's going to operate the machinery? Who's going to go out and do the farming? Well, it has to be the men, of course, right? Because they are, of course, physically more capable than women. That's obvious. This is a statement of fact. And, you know, the women had their role in society as well. But the point is, there were clear gender roles in society and things got along like that. But then what happened is somewhere along the line, you had the Industrial Revolution, and it essentially broke down that barrier. Because, for example, let's just take farming. You have a situation where it's really only men that are going to be doing the farming, just as an example. But now you have all these labor-saving devices that come in, and now, you know, you might as well have a woman doing it. It doesn't really matter. Well, now what's the difference between a man and a woman? Why do we need to have these gender roles? Maybe this is just an oppressive patriarchy, right? And then so people, you extrapolate this out 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years after the Industrial Revolution, and all these this new generation of people that are on this earth are left wondering, you know, what's going on? Why do we have these gender roles? Is it just an oppressive patriarchy? And they don't realize, well, no, this is actually the way it's supposed to be for thousands and really for all of human history. But now we live in this unique time where, you know, basically these gender roles have been collapsed into oblivion because of this technology. So it's almost been like this double-edged sword, where on the one hand, we are able to progress rapidly as a society, but on the other hand, it's almost like the most basic thing, this foundation, these gender roles that have kept us together, the family unit and society and civilization is starting to collapse. Now, we have Pearl Davis on the line, who's spoken about this at great length. You can find her on X at Pearly Things. You know, I've seen some of the things that she's had to say on different shows, with Fresh and Fit and you know, on her own platform. And so, Pearl, it's great to have you on the line. I really, do us a favor, okay? Set the stage with what you see right now with men and the collapse in masculinity and, you know, the family unit that's under attack and the institution of marriage. Kind of just give us a 30,000 foot view, and then we'll drill into individual issues. I'm very curious to what you have to say about these different things.
Well, there's a war on men right now. And unfortunately, modern day marriage is a death sentence for a lot of men. And that's what I saw in the Crowder case. You know, what I've seen happen in society is that men get married, the wife stops sleeping with them. And then after 2 years, they are after two kids. Many times women go to the police and label the man an abuser. And unfortunately, you know, men are now being punished for being the traditional provider that they were told to be. And, you know, and when you look at every problem that is in society, really, it comes from not having a dad in the home. You know, single father homes fare basically the same as two-parent homes and single-mother homes. You know, they produce drug dealers, criminals, homeless people. You know, so when you have an attack on the father, that's when you see everything in society break down.
Right. And just to be clear to the audience, I mean, the reason why this conversation is of importance, because I know some people might be like, what are we talking about? We got a war going on in Israel. Honestly, we're on the brink of nuclear war. We got people that are saying that we need to just wipe out Iran, wipe out Russia, you know, lob nukes at them. The dollar is going to collapse soon. Wide open borders. Why the heck are we having this conversation? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we are having this conversation is because the family unit is under attack. You have organizations like Black Lives Matter that openly say that we despise the Western nuclear family, right? You have divorce rates are higher than ever. And you have men that have been totally emasculated that don't understand their role in society. And so until we get that straight, this country doesn't have a chance. You have to the basic let me just say this. The basic building blocks of society, you have gender roles, like you hear Vladimir Putin talking about this, how, you know, he's outlawed. He's actually labeled, you know, LGBTQIA+, that whole thing, as an extremist group. But you have gender roles. You have strong men, strong women that know their place in society. And then from that, you could have a strong civilization. But without that, you have no base and society collapse. So that's why this is important. Pearl, I know you're going to say something there. Go for it.
Well, and who's voting for these policies? It's women. It's women. It's women by and large that are voting for a lot of these policies. So, you know, again, as I said before, every single problem in society, in my opinion, you can trace back to not having a dad in the home. You know, when there's no dad in the home, that's when you get liberal women. That's when you get, when women don't get married, that's when they start voting Democrat. You know, I think that until we fix the family court system, really, you're not really going to see things improve, because the family unit is the building block of society.
Right. And so we could get into that more in the next segment. We got 2 minutes left here. I want to ask you this. Why do you think it is, you know, divorce rates? I think it's the numbers are like 50% of marriages end in divorce. Now, why do you, and again, we only got 2 minutes left here, and then we're going to come back to you after the break. Why do you think that is? I mean, do you blame it totally on the family court system where, you know, women sometimes are actually incentivized, leave this man, and it's almost like an economic windfall, right? So you could leave this man, get paid, marry somebody else, and, you know, basically it's like a better situation if you do that. Do you blame it on that? Do you think that men are just totally emasculated? I mean, what do you think it is?
I think it's the family court system. If you pay women, if you pay people to do the wrong thing and give them a cash payout, I'm not surprised when more women do it. I mean, you could maybe, you know, I'm sure social media plays a part too, but at least if the family court wasn't rewarding women, you know, men could at least move on with their lives. But now what you have is men on the hook for child support for 15, 18 years for kids they don't even get to see. And the woman is rewarded for not letting them see the children.
Right. Right. And we'll get more into this in the next segment, but yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's, and again, this has to do with the collapse of gender roles. There used to be a need, a true need for marriage, right? The woman would stay at home and raise the kids. The man would go out and be the provider. And, with that sort of meshing of people, you could then build a family. But now you don't need that, right? Because a woman could go out and make the same paycheck as a man. A lot of times she'll make even more than her husband, and she'll wonder, well, why am I even with this guy? He's a freaking good guts. You know, I think I could do better, or I just want to leave. I'm not attracted to him anymore, because women are hypergamous. Now, I want to get into so much more when we come back on the other end of this break. Just again, how you see this playing out over the next decade or two, because it's only going to get worse, in my opinion, unless we do something about it. At Pearly Things, Pearl Davis. Stay on the line, everybody. We'll be back soon.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off, because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Anthony Rubin, your guest host for the day, joined by Carlos Arellano. You can find us, muckraker.com, at Real Muckraker on X for myself. For Carlos, it's going to be at Carlos is a cutie. We're going to be opening up the phones here in a couple minutes, so I just want to give out the number, 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Honestly, you know, as far as what I want you to call in about, I want to talk about what we can do to save the American Republic, because we're totally under attack, and people always ask me, you know, what, Anthony, what can we do? Right. What is your solution to all this? What's your solution to the open borders and all the people that are pouring in and the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar? What can we do about all this? Honestly, I don't have all the answers. OK, I have ideas, but I kind of want to collectively see if we could come to sort of a conclusion, or maybe some of you guys can give me some ideas. And I just want to hear what's out there. So I want you to call in, and I want to talk about what you think we could do to get this country on the right track. Again, one more time, the number is 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. Now, back to Pearl Davis. Again, what we were saying before in the last segment, 50% of marriages end in divorce, okay? I want to know, because you're an expert on this, you talk to men and women all the time. I want to know, in your opinion, what, let's get it from the man's perspective and then from a woman's perspective, what can a man do? You know, I'll give myself an example. I just turned 27 a couple days ago. You know, I would like to find the right woman, settle down, have a family, all that good stuff. I will do that. But, you know, what's your advice to somebody that is looking at getting married and looking at that institution and maybe, you know, is a bit reserved because they say, you know, that could turn into a unleashed beast if I don't approach it the right way. And I could end up, you know, getting totally torn apart. I mean, what is your advice to, for example, a guy like me?
I mean, number one, you have to get a prenup. But even prenups, you're not fully protected because a lot of times judges change the terms. Unfortunately, there's no way to have children in this country and have them belong to you. And that's just me being honest. I've talked to men that spent over $1 million in a divorce and still didn't get primary custody of their children. So if you have kids, it's just a risk you have to take.
Got it. But I'm saying, why do you think that is, though?
Why?
Yeah, correct.
Well, because a lot of times, welfare is the government pays states money based on how much child support they get. So it's like tied into Social Security. That's why.
Okay. Before we let you go, Carlos, do you have any other questions you want to add to this?
Yeah. Pearl, can you talk about the documentary you're working on and the new network you just released and touch a bit on that, please?
Yeah. So the documentary I'm working on is called Why Don't Men Want to Marry Anymore? And essentially, you know, my parents were married 30 years. You know, they started a huge business together. I have 9 siblings. So I kept hearing from men that they didn't want to get married and that it was a bad deal for men. And I didn't understand why. So it takes me through the journey of interviewing men that have been divorce raped. And if you don't know what divorce rape is, it basically means that the woman steals half your assets, most of the time more. Your children, many times she'll label them an abuser. And it just goes through that process. And yeah, what I found is that the system is completely stacked against men. And that really when men have children in this country, unfortunately, they do not belong to you. They belong to the woman, unless maybe the woman is very, she's got, you know, issue. Like, unless you get lucky and you get a good judge, basically, or you have the money to fight it. But for the middle class men, it's a really, really tough fight. The network that I started is a YouTube network, and basically I was just sick of seeing all this media that pandered to women, you know, on the right and the left. I would just see all of this media that was just, I call it simping, and it just caters to like what women want to hear and what women want to see. And it was just annoying me. And once I saw it, I just couldn't unsee it. So, you know, basically I have a content house in London. And we have four creators signed here. So, yeah, and they all have their own shows.
All right, Pearl, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming on. Again, you can find her at Pearly Things on X. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. We're going to go to some callers now. The first one we got on the line is Max from Wisconsin. Do we have Max on the line?
Hi, how you doing? I wanted to make a comment about the border. And your opinion on it. I think the global cabal is trying to chop up America like how they did in the Balkans and with Yugoslavia to make like a divide and conquer, Cloward and Piven strategy. And that's why we're importing all these people with the migration mayhem. And I was wondering if you think the best strategy to go forward is instead of conflict with this group, but instead of conflict, to do unity, so America, the U.S. doesn't get chopped up into smaller countries,
as you already see
now with like California and Texas trying to secede.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by unity. I mean, listen, here's what I keep saying, okay, as it pertains at least to, well, honestly, the country as a whole. But if we're drilling down into this invasion issue, here's what I keep saying, and you tell me when I'm done with this if I'm, you know, on the right path, if I'm kind of saying what you're saying as far as unity goes, right? What I keep saying is this: I don't necessarily want to have, I shouldn't say I don't necessarily, I don't want to at all have some giant, unforgiving organization, sort of like the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11. You know, we create this new organization that's going to basically round up and load these people up into, you know, trains or whatever, or planes, and ship them out of the country. I mean, if you think about the kind of apparatus that we need to have in place to do such a thing, I'm not saying I don't want criminals deported. I'm not saying I don't want people deported, but the apparatus that we need in place to deport now tens of millions of people, it would have to be tyrannical. And that scares me. And so what I see as the best way forward is kind of a dual approach. Number one, it's hardcore law and order. You know, if you break the law, your ass is going to prison. I mean, you're right. We're going to have a robust justice system that none of this no cash bail nonsense. And, you know, all these Soros appointed DAs who just let these criminals off and open up the prisons. It's like something out of Batman, right, where they open up Arkham Asylum. But instead of that, what we need to do is we need to hardcore on law and order. If you're a criminal, you're going to prison. And on the flip side of that, we need to go back to, you know, our free market principles, back towards liberty, sound economics, and the welfare state. And if we do that, you could really only be in this country under two conditions, right? Number one, you're not a criminal. And number two, you're actually adding economic value because there's no socialist welfare state to support you. You have to survive based off the sweat of your brow and the value add to the market. I mean, is that kind of what you're getting at with unity? Because that's the most unifying force I could see is pro-freedom, pro-liberty.
Yeah, more so like, you know, the demographics is destiny, and the demographics of the U.S. has changed already so dramatically since the 50s and 60s. So the people that are already here, just like in the Balkans when they imported a bunch of Muslims to a far-right Christian country, are being set up as a cudgel against the domestic population. So, I mean, more unity for the Hispanic and minority groups, and even outreach for African-Americans and LGBTQ, because it's always easier to convert than to conquer, like with Alexander the Great.
Right.
That's more what I mean with unity.
Okay.
But I totally agree. You know, you can't have, you know, Mad Max crime.
Well, the problem is, and ladies and gentlemen, we got 1 minute until we go to break. The problem is that this country no longer has a North Star. I mean, we don't know our ass from our elbow anymore. I mean, we're actually sitting around. If you could even, I just can't even believe I'm saying this. It's totally, it's ridiculous. We are actually in a situation now where if you are going to make a statement like, no, a man can't get pregnant, no, men and women are different, there are gender roles, you actually have to like preface that and be like, well, listen, I don't really care if you're transgender, teaches. Now, you don't have to preface any of this. This is total nonsense. But the point is, if you have a population that believes that a man can get pregnant and all this other garbage, well, then they'll believe anything. And we're totally getting scrambled and fighting about what we shouldn't be fighting about. We can't even agree on basic facts. How can we agree on what our North Star is, which should be pro-liberty, small government, individual liberties, that sort of thing? So we're totally lost. We're going to come back to a couple more calls on the other end of this, and then we're going to get into our last two guests at 1 o'clock. Everybody stay on the line. I'm Anthony Rubin. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Anthony Rubin. I am guest hosting today. You can find me at muckraker.com, as seen on this sweatshirt I'm wearing here. Or you can find myself at Real Muckraker or Carlos to my right here at Carlos is a Cutie. I mentioned this on one of the last segments that we did a couple segments back, but it's worth mentioning again. This is something that I use myself. Again, I'm not a paid spokesman, okay? Like, when I read this off the sheet of paper here, don't think, oh, he's just, you know, reading it like a talking head. No, I've used this before, but I don't have all the ingredients memorized. So Survival Shield X3, basically it's a tri-iodine formula featuring nascent iodine, potassium iodine, and sodium iodine. I mean, this is the sort of stuff you need. And like I said, I use this stuff. You could get it. I mean, you could get iodine from really any drugstore, right? So you might ask, well, why am I buying this instead of just going to CVS? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you got to support organizations like InfoWars, because this is one of the last bastions, right? I mean, where else are you going to tune in every day for free and get information like this? The answer is basically nowhere else. So you got to support InfoWars. It's under attack from all angles, and you could do that simply by buying products that you need. So it's a win-win for everybody, right? That's what free market capitalism is all about. But the Marxists would have you think differently and somehow profits are bad. No, it's about everybody wins. They add value to you and you add value in return in the form of profits and everybody wins. Now, we got two more guests coming on at 1 o'clock. But before then, we still have the phone lines open up. And like I said, what I wanted to talk about was what we can do to sort of fight back and save this republic, because I need ideas. People always ask me, well, Anthony, what do you think we could do? And I have my own ideas, but I sort of want to crowdfund this and see if we could get other people talking here. And, you know, let's just get the conversation going. So, Matthew from Minnesota, let's bring him in here. Matthew, how's it going? You know, the last time I was up, I went to Minneapolis, and I went to go see George Floyd Square, like the communist occupation zone. That was 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, actually. It's been a long time. Wow. And the most incredible thing, I mean, they just let this happen. It was a freaking communist occupation zone with a big, giant metallic clenched fist in the middle. All these street corners had just been closed down, and they just let this happen for over a year. And so, anyway, good to have you on the line. Tell us what you think. I mean, how can we turn this around? I mean, the encroachment of communism, the collapse of our border, what do you see as a potential solution?
I think, honestly, we need to go back to having an orthodoxy in both the party and in the faith. I mean, that's the only way. We're being replaced by the southern border. And what Pearl is saying is absolutely true. Like, there really is a problem in marriage, and we're not going to meet the population rates unless we go back to some kind of orthodoxy. I think there's a problem in the church. I think there's problems in the faith. And I think there's a lot of problems in the conservative party too. And I think the only way we're going to way out of it is to go back to some kind of orthodoxy. Maybe like a Puritan revival, I don't know. But
that's great. You know, let me say this. And listen, I'm all for, I'm going to be honest with the audience, I'm not the most religious person, okay? I mean, I was baptized, I had my confirmation. I'm pro Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? I think that you should have some sort of faith. Like, for example, when I hope that my future wife, is religious, because I think that that's a good thing. It's good to be spiritual in that regard. But let me just say this. Even if we all just start going to church tomorrow, we all start praying, that's not going to, there's still millions of people that are flooding our country. So how is that going to help? Because praying ain't going to get us out of this. We got to actually take hardcore action.
You can't pray the problem away, unfortunately. But what I specifically mean when I say, like, bring back some kind of orthodoxy is, I think the problem, a lot of the problems are in the church, because they're allowing a lot of these things to happen. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen in the last couple of days or couple of weeks, the headlines and stuff of just like what the church is allowing, what they're letting happen.
Well, they've been totally occupied. I mean, what kind of church?
Yeah.
What kind of church is gonna? I mean, right? That this is a church that's supposed to be pro marriage, pro family institution, is gonna fly I call it the kinky flag, is what it is, right? The rainbow kinky flag, LGBTQIA+, with all the different stripes. Now they got the triangle on the side with the little circle. I don't even know what it all means. But what it is, it's a kinky flag. It's a flag, and each little stripe or triangle, whatever, represents a certain kink. Oh, I like women. I like, I'm non-binary. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. But these churches fly these flags, and it's almost like they've been occupied. Like, you see old videos in Nazi Germany where you have the flag of the Third Reich hanging off of all of these buildings, right? Like, I mean, that's what they did when they would roll in, they'd occupy a place. It's almost like the symbol of occupation. So, I mean, like, how do you view that? Because I look at that and I'm just totally disgusted. I'm like, any church that's flying that flag is not a legitimate institution, or not a legitimate religious institution in my mind. I mean, it's totally ridiculous.
It's a tactic. I mean, go for the church, go for religion first, and then move for the family. And then, after you've gotten the family, then you go for, women's rights. And now we've got like the sex culture that's infested the entire country. It's a step by step. You see it, right? It's going to keep on happening. Dissolve religion, dissolve faith, and then dissolve the marital bonds.
Right.
And then men have nothing to hope for. So what happens? They give up on the country and they don't fight. And when you're invaded and you have a bunch of men that don't give a crap about the country and they just let it all happen, well, guess what? There's all your fighting men.
Absolutely. And this is why I wanted to get Pearl on the line before to talk about this. It didn't really, we didn't really get into it as deep as I would have liked to, but that's why that was an important conversation, you know, because people might, well, why are we bringing Pearl Davis onto InfoWars? The point, it's not about Pearl Davis, right? It's just somebody else that want to get on the line to give us their opinion on, you know, like you're just saying, the collapse of the institution of marriage, the collapse of masculinity and gender roles, because if you don't have that, you don't have a civilization. Matthew, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to talk to Americans like you. Let's get Joshua from Texas on the line. Carlos, if you want to take it away, please do. I mean, you guys are from the same state, fellow Texan.
Hey, Josh. How's it going down there?
How's it going? Pretty good.
I think I know you.
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, man, how's it? I don't know how much you can talk about the issue, but you let me know. You're open to anything?
Y'all share a little bit, but also just share my opinion on the question at hand. So the way I think we could best do it is, you know, primarily as you guys are doing, as we all should do, you know, primarily use our freedom of speech, you know, about the current state of the border as well as the past and possible future, you know, and relative to many of our lives. And it's relative to many of our lives in all facets, in legal and in the black market. So information is vital, you know. It's a spiritual and information war that we are in.
You got it.
You know, and we're definitely past the tipping point. You know, we're already definitely on the side to where all the truth is pouring over. You know, the cup has overflowed, and all information, you know, everything is being exposed more to where.
So what can we do to fight back? What can we? We only got two minutes left here. What can we do to actually turn the ship around?
Yeah, we need to include ourselves and set ourselves into all situations we can. Be a voice, speak the truth wherever we're at, you know, if it's to our coworkers, you know, me and Carlos, that we've worked in actually in the camps, et cetera, actually even speak the truth there. I've even spoken the truth to the immigrants themselves and tell them what they're doing, you know, that all this is, it's a funnel, you know, it's a funnel to where stuff could flow through. It's just the same thing as in marketing, the same thing as with this. It's a market for many of the cartels, et cetera, and all different systems that be. So it's a funnel, and all things funnels through, good and bad. And definitely, you know, like you guys have seen, you know, the child sex workers, et cetera, you name it, you know, it's happening.
Yeah, well, it's definitely bad. It's definitely bad. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. I mean, we're really trying to get into it. I understand that the situation's horrible with child sex trafficking. I mean, we've covered that. We've showed you these kids coming across the border unaccompanied, right? I mean, I've put out videos of them drugged out, incapacitated, big, weird-looking men carrying them across the border. But again, like, if we just sit here and we recite the issues, like, I know Alex does that every day. I got all these horrible headlines right in front of me. We're just going to get bogged down. I'm trying to get to solutions here. So we got 40 seconds left. Josh, give me he's gone. That's fine. When we come back, we'll do some more callers, and we're going to get to our last two guests. Again, when you call in, please. We're not here to talk about the problem. I get that we're being invaded. I get that there's children being sex trafficked. I get that the dollar is about to collapse. I get that we're on the brink of nuclear war. That's not helping us. Let's talk about a freaking solution here, because if we don't, guess what's going to happen? All of that's going to come true, and we are going to get wiped out. Be it in a hyperinflationary wave or a nuclear holocaust or, you know, some sort of civil war, I don't know. But something bad's going to happen. So let's talk about solutions on the other end of this. Please, don't call unless you got a solution. We'll be right back.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off, because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.